Agriculture is a major contributor to South Dakota's economy, having a $25.6 billion economic impact annually. To help us all better understand this diverse industry, I'm Jody Heemstra with SD Ag Chat. Along with crops and pastures, trees and shrubs in South Dakota are showing symptoms of stress because of drought conditions. Nathan Kafer is an agroforester with the South Dakota Department of Agriculture. He says people usually remember to water newly planted shelter belts or windbreaks, but don't water established ones.
Yeah, a lot of people think that once the trees get planted in the ground in a windbreak that they can just fend for themselves. And a lot of our windbreaks are fairly large. I mean, they're anywhere between a half an acre to an acre to more. So to water these windbreaks, it becomes difficult for landowners to actually go out there and do that. So they just kind of forget about them.
How do we know if our windbreak needs to be watered?
You can go out there, and if you start seeing some cracking in the ground, the soil looks powdery. And then if the trees are starting to look like they're wilting from possible heat stress, things like that, is a good indicator of that the trees need moisture to get back growing and maintaining their resistance out there.
With the dry conditions, do we just automatically assume our windbreaks need to be watered, or are trees pretty resilient? Those roots go down pretty deep. Better to just gauge and see what's going on.
With established belts, the trees are of course well established. They got a better root system. They're able to find some more moisture. They're able to move to get to some more moisture by those root systems. Newly established belts, we have to look at watering those because they're still developing their roots. They're not, they're newly planted, so they're wanting to grow, but they have to get those roots going first, and that's where the water comes in. It's always good with these new belts is once the trees are planted to just actually go out there and water the trees. That what that does is it actually will compact the soil around the roots, so that we don't have any air pockets in there that can kill those roots. It also gives the tree that little oomph to start growing to get those roots that were possibly cut from being pulled at a nursery and then put in a box and a cooler and then coming back out here to plant in a shelter belt. It gives them that little extra to start growing and get established and to survive.
When you say newly established shelter belts, obviously if we've just planted them, that's newly established, but how many years old can a shelter belt be and still be considered in that newly established category?
I usually say about 2 years. By then, we have a good hold of the trees are going to be growing and if they're going to establish. We usually look at replanting trees that have failed for the first 2 years, and then after that, kind of watching them and just kind of come back in there and replant trees that have failed here and there. I always consider it an established belt right around that five-year mark, 5 years plus. Usually by then you have anywhere between 8 to 10 foot of growth on those trees, and you're starting to stop maintaining the belt by mowing the grass or spraying for the grass or things like that.
If we think a windbreak or shelter belt may be showing some signs of stress from the heat or the drought, what are some tips other than watering, some things we can do to try to help that shelter belt to get through it?
Watering is the main thing. That is atop the biggest. If you don't have any fabric down, you can look at maybe mulching it with some wood chip mulch. I've had people use soybean mulch.
Kafer says controlling vegetation between the rows is another way to get rid of some competition for water that's available for trees. A 2-inch diameter tree, measured at about 6 inches above the ground, should be receiving about 20 gallons of water a week, applied slowly with a soaker hose placed near the tree. The critical watering zone is a distance about 2/3 of the height of the tree. For example, if a tree is about 24 feet tall, the watering should occur within 16 feet of the trunk. For your South Dakota Department of Agriculture, I'm Jody Heemstra with SD Ag Chat.